The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. We have two items on the agenda, a human cell atlas and also a major breakthrough in type 1 diabetes. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, type 1 diabetes, first of all.
Yes, that's a breakthrough. Because you spotted this, that's a well done, but I saw it myself as well. But a big breakthrough there, yeah. Using stem cells to make beta cells for the pancreas to treat type 1 diabetes is the trick here. Now, as you may know, in type 1 diabetes, your immune system destroys your pancreas and you can't make insulin. And then you become insulin dependent. That's a very serious disease. The dream was always, can you put in a pancreas, basically, and replace the damaged pancreas? And now they've managed to do that in this study, in humans, which is great to see as well. So
it's a big breakthrough. Trying it out with mice.
It worked in mice initially. Yeah, the trick was, can you grow a pancreas in a test tube kind of thing? Or cells from the pancreas and then inject them into the body and then they begin start making insulin like a normal pancreas would. And the trouble is the immune system, of course, rejects that because it's seen as foreign. But in this case, they took cells from a young woman, 25 years of age, from her fat tissue, interestingly, reprogrammed them into beta cells that would be in the pancreas and injected them into her abdomen. And
so they of rejection.
No, precisely, because it was wrong. And they sat there and they began to make insulin in response to glucose in your diet.
The pancreas not involved at all. Just
no.
These islet cells going into her abdomen.
Absolutely.
And coping with all the sugars.
Exactly. So when glucose gets the pancreas to make the insulin to absorb the glucose. And all that's happening here is you're making the beta cells sit in their abdomen. And then normally then you eat your dinner and you make insulin. And lo and behold, you don't. And as you know, type 1 diabetics are given insulin because they can't make it themselves. And that can be problematic. But here we have like the recreation of a pancreas.
And how did the person become totally insulin independent?
That was a remarkable thing. Within 2 weeks, she had stopped taking some insulin herself. So it began with that. And then by day 75, she became fully independent of insulin. And then a year out, she's still insulin independent.
So people who were using if they had this procedure, if they had the monitor and the pump, the pump would just stop delivering insulin and eventually deliver nothing and you'd know
you've got it, precisely.
Got it.
That's why it's called such a headline. Effectively, for a whole year, this young woman now is like she never had type 1 diabetes at all, is what it looks like. And the trick was to grow these cells in a test tube and then put them into her, and that seems to have worked. So it's a great breakthrough, really.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, you say it's related in some way to this project to produce a human cell atlas.
Yeah, it's very, very related, actually, yeah. So the cell atlas, something that many people in my business would be very well aware of, it's mapping all the cell types in the body. It's a bit like an atlas you'd have for different countries, where each country is a different cell type. And it's a huge project. You wouldn't believe this. There's hundreds of labs involved. And towards the end of last year, they published all these papers describing in great detail all the cells that make up your body.
How many cells in the body, anyway?
Well, the breakthrough was this, Pat. So we thought there was 280 cell types. So, for example, the beta cell in the pancreas makes insulin. The one in your stomach makes enzymes to digest your food. Your immune system makes antibodies. There was 280 cells. There's now at least 5,000 different cell types. Isn't that incredible, the number to increase? And secondly, there's 37 trillion cells that make up your body anyway. You know, so now we think there's at least 5,000 different cell types that make up a human being. So it's a really remarkable finding, in a sense. We now have the atlas of all the different cell types in the body.
Now, knowing where all the bits and pieces are, if you think of a geographical atlas, knowing where a town is doesn't necessarily tell you precisely what it's doing.
No, that's the next mystery, yes. They highlight three breakthroughs in this, Pat. So, for example, one big breakthrough is in your joint. You have cells in your joint to make the cartilage and make the bone and make your joint work. Yet again, they've found there's a number of different cell types doing that. We thought there was only two or three. Now there's 10 or 20 different cell types. So you can identify them in the joint. And of course, what's happening is they're all making different things. Like, as you may know, all cells are from the fertilized egg, remember? So every cell can make everything. But what happens is you get specification happens, and the cell in your gut makes the enzymes, the one in your joint makes the cartilage. You get this specific gene expression. And that's how they identified it, by the way. They looked at the gene expression.
So obviously the question is, what therapies may derive from knowing all of this?
Yeah, that's the hope in the end. At the moment, it's extremely scientific, just getting the parts list, if you will, because you need to know what the body's made of. It is the equivalent of the age of exploration and mapping all the countries, kind of. What happens next now is, of course, different diseases. Because obviously, if you look in a disease state, you may see certain cell types are dominating. A new cell might be found that's in disease X, and now we can think about targeting that cell or correcting it in some way. That's where this is headed, I guess.
Now, when you discover something and you want to gene edit in that cell, but you've got you know, billions or millions certainly of that particular cell.
Yeah.
If you change just a few of them in the Petri dish and then inject it, what happens to the rest of them?
Well, that's another good question. Exactly, that's the trick, Barry. And again, using this CRISPR technology, as we've discussed before, that's being used now, you see, to reprogram cells and get them to behave in a certain way. But you need to know what the cell type is to begin with before you begin to use CRISPR. So the knowledge that they're going to get from this could be very useful down the line.
There's another maybe worrying development. It's kind of like a Frankenstein development. And this is the brain organoid.
Yeah.
And now, there are other organoids, but the brain organoid is one that you'd be worried about.
Well, that's right. Now, that was one of the breakthroughs as well, Pat. So they took you can grow bits of brain in a dish, can you believe it? And you can take stem cells, a bit like the pancreas story, really. You take a stem cell and now you make a neuron. And now the brain, a little bit of brain-like tissue is in a dish. Now, the trouble is they're not really brains, but they are moving in that direction. They can get them as big as 4 millimetres in size, so you can't grow a whole brain. They use this cell atlas to map the cells in the organoid, and lo and behold, they found loads of neurons and cell types, just like in a real brain. And that was useful because it tells us these brain organoids are probably good replicas of an actual brain. Now, we're not trying to create brains in a dish here.
That says you've got some little pool in a dish thinking.
Yeah. Well, that's the worry. Is it thinking or not? What is thinking about it? But of course, it's great for research because now these are human cells, remember. And now to test new drugs for Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, what that conclusion was, these organoids based on the cell atlas do look like a real human brain. And now they'd be good models then for disease.
So you can test drugs on these particular cells and see how they react.
Exactly. And even create diseases in them, a bit like Alzheimer's, in a dish kind of thing, you know, and then begin to put drugs in. So the drug companies are all over this, by the way, and they're sponsoring some of this cell atlas research to get more and more information to help them in these efforts. So it's really
interesting. So for your lab, will you buy a copy of the cell atlas?
Absolutely. Oh, God, I've read it closely, Pat, but in the immune system, they've found all these new cells. Can you believe it? Brand new cell types who didn't even know existed. So it's a bit like Christopher Columbus in a way. We've discovered all these new aspects, which will be very hopefully useful to us as well.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.